enemy!
What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Let's kick it off, right? It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! You know what it is. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Friday! Get your burrito! For tuning in to the Nina Blanco podcast. We are at season 3, episode 3. I had a great Halloween weekend. I hope you had a great Halloween weekend too. I talked about it in the last episode. It was kind of a Halloween special, all the plans that we had. My cousin Ruben was in town and we had so many things that we were trying to cross off the list and go and do, and only half of them got done. If you live in Denver, you know that it snowed just before Halloween weekend kind of kicked off, and the snow was a little bit unexpected and it changed our plans just a little bit. So we still had a really good time, but our plans did change just a little bit. We ended up not going to Dave's party. We ended up not going out on Saturday like at all, but all the other plans we did keep up with. On Thursday we went to Casa Bonita. On Friday we went to that Red Rocks concert. Surprisingly, we did not freeze to death on Friday at Red Rocks. Yeah, the temperatures were like 30 or something like that. But because we knew it was going to be cold and the snow was about to come in, we bundled up real good and it ended up being okay. So we had a great time on Friday. And then on Saturday, we were kind of dying a little bit just from going out and our bodies tensing up in the cold and the alcohol. You know what I'm saying? So Saturday, we were kind of dying and it was okay because it was a snow day, and then that just kind of changes your mood as well. And so we ended up not going out on Saturday. The roads were kind of iffy and Dave kind of lives a ways away from I do, so I was like, I'm sorry, Dave. He's like, dude, I get it. It's not a big problem. So it was all good. But then on Sunday, Ruben, he ended up having to leave super early, so he's on our flight benefits because the boy works for an airline and he gets buddy passes, but it depends. I mean, flights change, and it's like if there's an open seat, then he gets to get on one. And so the only time for him to leave on Sunday ended up being super early in the morning. But remember that whole snowstorm situation I just talked about? Yeah, it dumped like 10 inches. And so I drove him to the airport super early. I think we left at like 5:30 in the morning, had to clean the car off, warm it up, that whole thing. I drove literally 40 miles an hour. That was my average from my house on the west end of Denver to the airport, which is on the other side of the frickin' state, it might as well be. And my average was like 40 miles an hour. I was like, I'm sorry, Ruben, I'm not driving any faster than this. He's like, no, that's fine. He's like, I'm more comfortable with that. Please don't drive any faster because the roads were bad. It was still snowing. Roads were super bad. I was tense the whole time, but luckily it was all good, you know, slow and steady. That's how you got to drive in the snow around here, because it was like snow packed on the roads, the highways, the whole entire time. So we made it. He ended up getting home just a-okay and everything was all good, but we did have a good weekend. It did change a little bit. But before the snow hit, we kept to all the stuff on our schedule that we wanted to do early on, such as Casa Bonita and that Red Rocks concert on Friday, which is really all we actually wanted to do. So it worked out. And so I got to tell you about my Casa Bonita experience. I decided this episode is going to be all Casa Bonita. So I wanted to talk about my Casa Bonita experience and everything that we did, we saw, conquered. I mean, it was just such a great time overall. If you follow me on Instagram, I kind of gave a full experience there video wise, and then I kind of put more in the caption describing how everything went, but I thought, why not talk it out with you on the podcast? So that's exactly what we're going to do. So before we went to Casa Bonita, because I was on their email list, I was like, I got to give Ruben the rundown, because I was like, Ruben, how much do you know about Casa Bonita? And he's like, what's Casa Bonita? And I was like, oh my God, why am I taking you? Anyway, so Casa Bonita, pre-Casa Bonita, I had to watch the episode with Ruben. He had never actually seen the episode, which, by the way, that episode is 20 fucking years old, which is mind-blowing. But the Casa Bonita South Park episode is 20 years old, which is just so crazy. So we watched the Casa Bonita episode. I kind of gave Ruben the rundown about what Casa Bonita is. So it started up back in the 70s here in Colorado. It was the fucking place to go. That's where you had your birthday party when you were a kid. You invite a couple of friends. They had birthday party packages. Maybe it was just dinner for you and the kids. And there's a lot to do there. It's like an arcade. They have this cave that you run through. It was very kid friendly. And the food, you're not there for the food. You're there for the fun. And so it was a very, very popular place for kids to have their birthdays way back in the day. And then things kind of got, it slowed down with Casa Bonita a little bit. But then, like I said, 20 years ago, the South Park episode came out about Casa Bonita, because the South Park creators are from Colorado and they knew about this place. So they made a whole episode about Casa Bonita. And that was the first time that South Park kind of saved Casa Bonita, in my opinion, because they gained it some popularity again, because it was kind of going downhill, you know, being around since the 70s. And if it was 20 years ago, you know, it was early 2000s. That's a long time for it to be open, for sure. But it was starting to go downhill. But then after that episode came out, its popularity went back up. And so a bunch of people around Colorado, I mean, even outside of Colorado, would come travel here to go to Casa Bonita. And it was not great experiences for a lot of people for the last 20 years, I would say. Yes, it was like up in popularity, but then people were like, wait, why are we spending our money there? Because actually the food is disgusting. I mean, it's kind of like dingy and dirty, and like what the experiences here aren't that great anymore. So there was lots of complaints and stuff like that over the years. And then since I've been in Colorado for the last 6 years, it's just been, that's not somewhere that you want to go. You would joke around that you go to Casa Bonita because you're just going to go home with diarrhea if you ate the food, which, by the way, in order to have the Casa Bonita experience, you had to buy food. That was basically your like entry fee to get in. So you had to purchase a meal before, and the food was just not good. The service was not great. The place was kind of let go. And so people around Denver were like, something's got to happen with Casa Bonita. But then the pandemic hit. And when the pandemic hit in 2020, you know, everything shut down, Casa Bonita included. When Casa Bonita shut down in 2020, that was kind of like it. The owner, whoever that was, I honestly don't even know. They were like, you know, we know that this thing is kind of run down. It costs too much money for the upkeep. We haven't been making a whole lot of money since before the pandemic. So I don't know what's going to happen. We're shut down because of COVID, and we're just going to kind of keep it that way for a little while. And so there were rumors like, are they going to sell it? What are they going to do? This would be a good time to kind of revamp it since everything has to be closed anyway. And it was just sitting there for a while. And then there were talks that, oh, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the South Park guys, they're going to buy it. They're thinking about it. And then there was reports that they had bought houses nearby in Morrison. And people are like, whoa, is this actually going to happen? And then it did. They bought Casa Bonita, and they kind of announced that, hey, Casa Bonita, it means a lot to us. Yeah, we did that South Park episode 20 years ago, and we want to try to do what we can in order to save it. And the whole state of Colorado kind of rallied around it and people were excited. I know that there's always the Debbie Downers and some people maybe weren't excited, but I would say the majority of people were actually very excited because we've got two millionaires who have a great sense of humor, who are local, who know what this place is, knows the history, and they actually want to pour their money into it. So that's what ended up happening, and people were very excited about it. And so we had gotten some updates, you know, that they were hiring the chefs, that they had repainted the pink on the outside of it. It's a big pink castle, and that they were actually going all in, and they're going to do it. So they kind of kept us a little bit up to date, and they encouraged people, like, sign up for our e-newsletter, which, like, no one really signs up for those, right? But then we found out, oh, they're going to reopen May of 2023. So May comes around, like May 1st comes around, then May 15th comes around, and then we're like in the last week of May, and we're like, May 2023? Like, May is almost over. When are you guys going to open up? Like, what are you talking about? Because they kept putting out these, like, teaser videos, and we're down to the last week of May, and people are like, you're not opening in May. What? No, you're not. Then they revealed that, surprise, if you're on our email list, check your email because we're inviting people via email to come and check it out. And so everyone freaked out. Everyone signed up for their email list. I think it shut down their website a couple times because so many people ran to their website to go join their email list. And people, I mean, the complaints came. I complained about it too, that, like, why aren't they just opening it? Because I had been to Casa Bonita before they shut it down in 2020. Yeah, it was a terrible experience, but I did know that the building is huge. The building is gigantic in there. And I was like, why aren't they just opening it up? I wonder what the deal is. Oh, maybe it's just a soft opening. Okay. So they did like 2 weeks of that, of the email thing. And then people are like, okay, but for real, when are you actually going to open up? And they're like, we're keeping it at the email stuff. And people weren't very happy about that. I wasn't very happy about that because people felt like, hey, I've been on this email list for fucking ever. And May was months ago and I still haven't gotten any invites. Like, what is going on? This isn't fair. Some people have gone multiple times or gotten invited multiple times. And so there have been a lot of complaints about that. But I did finally get the email, so I stopped complaining about it, and I went, and I loved it. So, but that's kind of the story about pre-Casa Bonita. So when we finally got there, very excited, right? Had to book online, and I paid ahead of time. Each ticket was $40, which I think when it first started, it was like $35. Now it's already raised to $40. So it was $40 per person to get in. That includes your meal and like a soft drink. Any extra alcohol or anything like that is extra. And then includes your time to kind of go in there and explore and see all the experiences. But I didn't really know what experiences they had already in there because, of course, I've never been. And so I was wondering, what are they going to do? I mean, they're famous for their cliff diving. I knew that they were going to continue the cliff diving, but like, what else is there going to be? So we showed up. There was a ton of people outside. We had to park all the way on like the other side of the parking lot. It was a little bit of a walk. If you do end up going, I do suggest you get there early because, of course, then you want to take some pictures and stuff in front of the pink castle in the front and everything like that with the fountain. And then you go in and they do full-blown like security checks. We did go through a metal detector. The boy, he likes to carry around a pocket knife. It's just habit of like living in Chicago for a couple years. And so he had to go all the way back to the car because he had to go put away his pocket knife. He could not bring that inside. So we had to get through some security checks. We had to show our ID at the very beginning and we got these pink Casa Bonita wristbands to show that we are over 21 and we can have alcohol. So that's like kind of a souvenir. I guess I'll keep that. And then we got inside and then they kind of kept the same food situation where you go in and it's kind of cafeteria like and you get a tray and you get your food order and the food, it's not a very big menu. They did expand the menu because before I think it was only like 3 or 4 items that you choose from. It was like tacos, enchiladas, a burrito, and like that was it. And then this time around, they did expand their menu. There's like 6 or 7 items that you can choose from, but it is still a smaller menu and then that's it. So you choose from that menu, you get in line. they prepare it. This time they did revamp the kitchen and everything. So the complaint about the food, I had heard that they did it a little bit like military style, that they had these giant like food vats in their kitchen. And then they just like poured dehydrated beans and water in it and took like a rowing oar and just stirred it all up. And that was it. So this time I think that they do make their food in batches. I will say the beans were very yummy. The rice was pretty good. And all the different entrees that we tried were very good. So there was three of us there and we tried different things. So I tried, you could do green or red chicken enchiladas. I got the Christmas, which is both green and red chicken enchiladas. The boy got carnitas tacos and Ruben got chicken mole. And we tried the food and I was like, ooh, what's the mole going to taste like? Like, I'm a little, I don't know about that. But everything was actually really good. I was very surprised at the food. Now listen, we're not talking gourmet Mexican food, okay? Because you're still standing in the line and there's still only like six or seven things to choose from, all right? So it was not five-star gourmet. That's not the expectation, but it was much, much better than what the food was before. So, I mean, the food is a win for me, honestly. We did order some drinks. The drinks were pretty good. The boy got beer and I forget what I had, some alcoholic drink, but they put cute little like dehydrated fruit in it and garnishes and stuff like that. Like they actually tried, but it was pretty good. And then they still had the flag where you raise the flag when you want sopapillas or you need any service or anything, because otherwise you're just there at the table. But the server takes you to the table. And when we were walking through for the very first time, we're like, whoa, like it was literally a South Park episode. Like, wow, look it over here, you guys. Whoa, do you see that? So it's pretty fun to just walk through the building just to get to our table and just look around and see it everything. And there was people everywhere. There were people walking around everywhere. And we're like, oh my gosh, like how does this all work? So our server, after we got our food, took us to our table. We sat down, we got our drink orders in. And then after that, we just kind of sat there and ate for a little while. We were kind of nearby the waterfall. And so obviously they make announcements. They had their dive shows were every 20 minutes. So every 20 minutes while we were sitting there, the dive show went on. And then I did notice as we were sitting there, we didn't like watch, but we were kind of looking over and listening and stuff like that. Each dive show was different. I don't think we were there for like over 2 hours. And if the dive shows are going on every 20 minutes, I don't think anyway that we had any repeats of their dive shows. Like everything was actually very different. So it was kind of cool that they put that much effort into it, that they switched up all the dive shows. You know, it wasn't the same one every 20 minutes because that can get really boring, especially if you're there for 2 hours like we were and you watch the same thing over and over. You just don't want that. So I love that they put the extra effort into creating different skits, different dives, different everything. And it was very cute. So we sat there and we ate our food. We raised the flag for the sopapillas. One thing that they did change is they took away the bottles of honey. They used to have just a bottle of honey on your table so that you can drench your sopapilla in the honey. They took that away. They just drizzle the sopapillas ahead of time in the kitchen and serve it to you. I do suggest you look on the bottom of the bowl of the sopapillas that it was served in. That's where all the honey is because it drips down, obviously. So watch out for that. If every meal came with beans, rice, and like this coleslaw thing. I'm not usually a big fan of coleslaw, but it was actually really good. So I was like, okay. When you raise the flag to get your sopapillas, you get one round of sopapillas for free included in your meal. Any extra sopapillas were $1 per batch. So I know some people aren't going to love that, but at least it's only $1 for the extra sopapillas because people will be like shoving that shit in their purse, I'm sure. And I'm sure people still will because they'll only be paying $1 for it, but there's that, a charge for extra sopapillas. But I will say it was very well done. The dinner experience anyway was very good. And I love that they kept the flags. And then afterwards, after we kind of checked out with our waitress, said, hey, okay, we're done. She says, okay, now go have fun and explore. She said there are bars, these little mini bars set up all over the place. We could either grab a drink with her before we go, or we can hit up one of these little mini bars and grab a drink. We're encouraged to do so. The glasses were plastic, so for that reason. But they encourage you to grab a drink ahead of time while you go and explore. So we're like, Okay, so we went and we explored. There is a Cartman little picture set up, and we took a photo with Cartman. We walked around. There's all sorts of different areas. There's caves, and it was just very, very cool. And on top of that, there was a lot of free entertainment. There was a balloon artist there creating like animal balloons. There was live music all over the place. Like, not only did they have like the background music and stuff, but like all of a sudden a guy would show up on a balcony above you and he's just playing the guitar and you're like, oh shit, like that's kind of cool. So there was a lot of like free entertainment all over the place. They did have an arcade and they kept that. They did have Black Bart's cave. That was a lot of fun. They did have a puppet show. They did have a magic show as well. And so the only rules were that you could not film the puppet show or the magic show. Everything else, go ahead. Take as many pictures or photos or videos as you want to. But the only rule is that you cannot record anything or take photos of their puppet show and their magic show. So I was like, okay, that's fair. You know, trade secrets. We'll see how it is. But I was like, I definitely want to see that puppet show and that magic show if that is the rule. Let's see. So we went around, and then the puppet show and the magic show, they did them twice an hour. It was every half hour. And again, the dive shows were every 20 minutes. On top of that, there were kind of like mini games around that we didn't notice until later. And then we're like, oh, this is an extra kind of add-on. So you get a Casa Bonita card, which we did not get a Casa Bonita card. And the next time I go, I definitely, now that I know about it, I want to get a Casa Bonita card. They're kind of near the front where you purchase one and you load it up with credits, of course. And then you walk around and there are little things on the wall and you swipe your card and it might be a little mini game. It might be like a puppet show that like you push the buttons and you make the puppets do things. So there are little mini hidden things all around that you can access with your Casa Bonita card if you get one of those. So checking out Black Bart's cave was a lot of fun. It was bigger than I thought it was because you look around and you're like, okay, the entrance is here. The exit is over there. And then as you're walking around in the actual cave, you're going like upstairs, you're going down ramps and you're like, holy shit, like where the hell am I? It didn't look this big, but it was very cool. And it was kind of like almost like a haunted house where they had little things kind of pop out at you and stuff like that. So I would say that Black Bart's cave is definitely haunted house vibes, but it was really cool and you get to see the treasure at the end of it. And then the puppet show is right by Black Bart's cave. I super suggest the puppet show. They had a lot of fun with it. How descriptive do I want to be with the puppet show? Do I want to give everything away? I mean, I'm not giving everything away because seeing it is so different from listening to it and hearing it described. So I guess I will describe kind of what the puppet show was about. So they poked fun at themselves and how bad the food used to be at Casa Bonita. The puppet show was basically the old Casa Bonita food, and they got fired because they were so bad, and now they are rehired as puppets for the puppet show. So the main guy, the main puppet in the show was the tacos, and he's like, I'm a taco! And he was just like making really bad jokes and stuff like that, and they were poking fun at each other. They were poking fun at the burrito. They were poking fun that the sopapilla is like the one good thing, and it was a lot of fun. It was very cute and kind of interactive a little bit, and there wasn't a lot of kids there when we were there, but they were like, hey, all the adults go to the back. Kids only in the front. All the adults, you got to go in the back. Sorry. Which I'm like, okay, I get that. But there wasn't a lot of kids there in the first place, but it was a really cute puppet show. Highly suggest you go and check that out. And I mean, all of that is free. You literally just walk up and they're like, hey, we're seating for the puppet show. Come on in. And it was pretty cool. So I loved the puppet show. And then we went over and we checked out the souvenir shop because that was nearby in the same area too. Souvenir shop, they had everything. They had, of course, a bunch of merch for Casa Bonita, hats, sweatshirts, t-shirts, all of that. But they also had some pretty cool stuff as like an homage to just like Mexico in general, because it's like a Mexican restaurant and it's called Casa Bonita and people are like, this is kind of random and weird. But they did have pretty cool like toys that you would only find in Mexico at like street markets, and it looks pretty authentico. So I did like that a lot. So check out the souvenir shop. Here's the souvenirs that I got. I got a couple of buttons. I'll show you if you're watching on YouTube. Casa Bonita Bermuda button with the original 70s print from the flag, as well as just like the pink tower. And then I got this pink Casa Bonita tower magnet. And then I got this page of stickers. And I'm going to give some of these to some family and stuff like that who have been wanting some. And then I guess, yeah, your wristband for being over 21 and drinking. That's kind of a souvenir too. So a lot of souvenirs. There were a lot of stuff to choose from. And so that was a good time. And I mean, stuff wasn't that expensive. I think the most expensive thing that I bought was the sticker sheet. It has how many stickers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stickers. And it was $5. So that wasn't bad. Each button, I think, was like $2 or $3. Same with the magnet. So I went cheap on that for sure. I was like, do I want to buy a $40 like sweatshirt or t-shirt? I guess $40 for a sweatshirt is actually pretty cheap. No, they were more expensive than that. They had socks and stuff like that. So, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that I could have splurged on, but I was like, I'm hoping to go again. I'll just wait for that. But I did get my these like little things for now. Let's see what else. Oh, the magic show. So the magic show was pretty cool. You go into this room and it's like, this building is just so much bigger than you ever expect. So you go into this room for this magic show and this room is gigantic. Like, there's clearly a stage where the magic show is going to be. We got there early. I suggest you get in line for the magic show early and you get in and you kind of go in the front row because this room is so huge. But this stage, to be honest, and everything that was going on with the stage and the performer was way smaller, and they don't have like screens or cameras or anything like that. So if you're sitting way in the back of this huge room, and I'm telling you, there was like a lot of people in there. It was like 150 people in there. I don't know. There was a lot of people in there. It was crazy. But we ended up getting front row because we were in line early, and that was awesome. So I suggest you get in line early. But the magic show was super cute. It was an actual like human playing the magician and doing these like corny magic tricks, and then sometimes things would go wrong, and there was jokes all over the place, and they interacted with like this TV that was telling them what to do. It was cute. It was very cute. And again, free with your entry. So I suggest going to all the shows. Go to the magic show, go to the puppet show, go check out the arcade. That arcade is also where you load up your credits for your Casa Bonita card. So we didn't really check out the arcade that much. We just didn't have time. We were like, oh shit, we've been here for 2 hours. It was like, Matt has to work tomorrow. Like, let's go. So, but it was a lot of fun. It was very cool. Everything was so well done. Again, all of the free entertainment, even outside of the shows, Black Bart's Cave, the guitarist, the live music, the balloon artist. I mean, there were so many things around. There was a caricature artist, and everything was free. They were like, tips, please. But like literally everything was free. Of course, there was a line for it all, so we didn't do any of it. But it was all free. I'm like, that's pretty fucking dope. For $40, that's a steal. So a big complaint from people was that $40 is just too much. $40 for food that's still not like gourmet or cooked to order. So people kind of complained about that. But after seeing it, after experiencing it, after being there for 2.5 hours, after seeing all the entertainment that is included in that $40, $40 is a fucking steal, man. So personally, I think they did a really great job. And I also am going to backtrack on myself a little bit on complaining about the email list. I'm not going to lie. There's a reason why they do it, because if they were to just open their doors, they would be swamped and service would go down and there would be entirely too many people inside, and it would be hard to walk around, hard to enjoy everything that there is to see because people are just in the way. And I get it. I kind of get that they need to do like a slowed entry type of thing. So that's what they're doing with their email list. I guess I get it. If there was more people while we were there, I think it would be a miserable experience, just because when there are too many people in a building, that's just what ends up happening. But I thought they did a really great job. And as far as like the South Park creators taking it over and just making it all about South Park, I'm so glad, so glad that they did not do that at all. They had some South Park things in there. They had an Eric Cartman statue where it was like a photo op. They had a couple of South Park jokes in the magic show or the puppet show, but it was not overwhelming by any means at all. They kept Casa Bonita as Casa Bonita, and they paid homage to it, to its history. They had like a whole history museum kind of set up. So that was really, really cool just to be able to walk through this like history museum area and seeing pictures of the original building. They had artifacts that were all original. They had this gorilla mascot for some reason, for no reason at all, but the original Casa Bonita had like a gorilla, a guy dressed up in a gorilla costume, and that was the mascot. And they had the original gorilla mask. They had the original flags that you raise at the tables, and they just had a bunch of news articles from like back in the day all the way up until it's reopening now. So it was very, very cool. I thought they did a great job. I loved that they created that little Casa Bonita History Museum and everything. And then on top of that, as you're kind of walking towards the exit where that history museum is, they had all of these tags. So I guess the tradition with Casa Bonita is anytime that they had a new employee was hired on to start working at Casa Bonita, they printed out this like metal tag with your name on it. And so they had like every metal tag they could have possibly have found. They kept them all. They put them all on the wall. This wall was just filled with all these metal tags of all these people. And at first I thought like, oh, it's employee of the month. And I looked closer and I'm like, no, these are just all new employees that have ever worked at Casa Bonita. So if you worked at Casa Bonita back in the day, go look for your name on the wall, because that is a pretty cool thing that they did keep. So overall, they did a very, very good job. I do understand the email list. Sorry. I'm definitely going to, I don't really know how it works. Like, is my name still in the running? Or since I got pulled, do I get pulled? I'm definitely going to go on their website and re-enter maybe a couple of times. But it was a lot of fun. Definitely worth the $40, definitely worth the wait and everything. I think Trey Parker and Matt Stone, they did a fantastic job with everything. It was very well done. Everything was very well thought out, from the puppet show to the entertainment to the food to all of it. So round of applause for Casa Bonita. They did a very good job. And so if you haven't already, go sign up on their email list on their website. So that way your name can be picked, and keep an eye on your email, because once you get that email, you've got, I think it's like 3 months. So they give you a decent amount of time. You have 3 months to book your time to go. But within that 3 months, it's not like a calendar 3 months ahead of time and you can plan something ahead of time. It's more like, here's the next week and a half, 2 weeks of our availability. Hurry up and try to grab one. But you have 3 months to do that. So the planning wise and trying to figure out that, I was a little confused on it, but it ended up working out and we did go and it was a great time. So good job, Casa Bonita. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for following season 3 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Let's play the Breakfast Burrito Friday song. You know what it is. Thanks for listening. I love you so much. Okay, bye.